Hey guys, welcome back to Girl Talk. My name is Nala.
My name's Emily.
And this is the podcast.
It is. Today's episode, nothing too specific. We have a lot of little talking points. We're going to call it a pop culture update, but really this is going to be us talking about things and what we think about them.
Yeah.
So, hope you're ready for that.
Let's go.
So let's just start with the actual pop culture stuff, and I'm sure it'll veer off into a bit of a tangent. I don't know. Okay, I feel like the first order of business today is that yesterday Taylor Swift posted the back cover of 1989 Taylor's Version. So I probably shouldn't say yesterday because you guys know that we recorded this a long time ago, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay. But she did.
She did.
She just did that. No warning. Well, I guess warning because of the stupid puzzles on Google.
But I couldn't get access to them. I didn't even do one.
I didn't do a single one.
Sad.
What do you think of the vault track titles? I'm gonna have to look them up.
Yeah, I don't know what they are either.
All right, I'll read them out and we can do a little prediction.
Okay.
One by one. All right. Taylor Swift. Fearless. I knew that was gonna happen. Okay. The first one is I'm most excited for, which is Slut, Taylor's version. What do you think Slut is going to be about or sound like?
I think, okay, it could be one of two things. One, I think that the fact that it is in quotes with an exclamation point kind of signifies that someone else is calling her that. So it might be about how everyone calls me a slut because I've dated so many guys and I write songs about them.
Do you think it's going to have the word slut in the song?
I don't know.
I was going to say absolutely not, but then I remember that Sabrina Carpenter has a song where she says slut, so it's definitely not impossible, but I think if she wrote it during this time with the intention of even potentially being on the album, she wouldn't say, they called me a slut. Like, that's not, it's not going to be like that.
If that is an actual line, that's, you win.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. If Taylor Swift says the words, they called me a slut, there's...
You win.
That's like such a unique combination of words. I could have never guessed.
No one's ever said.
Yeah, so.
So it's either that or it's her kind of reclaiming the word for herself.
Yeah.
And it could be a mixture of both. Like, people call me that, but I'm taking it back.
Especially because this was written during the Girl Power Girl Squad era. It might not even be just her being called a slut, but just the idea of women being criticized in that way. And I think it could, I think there will be a sense of reclaiming it, unless it's really sad. Do you think it's going to be like upbeat or like slow?
I think that it's going to be upbeat because of the exclamation point, and that's all.
I don't know. I heard people be like, but then you remember what happened to Little Freak, and everyone thought Little Freak was going to be like,
oh yeah,
crazy like Kiwi vibes, but
no.
So I don't know.
Womp womp.
Track 18, Say Don't Go.
Say Don't Go. I think that was the one I claimed.
I think so.
Which is something that we did with the release of the show, is we kind of, the show by Niall Horan, I'm sorry. Before that came out, we kind of claimed tracks and then we listened to them and said what we thought. But so for this, I think I claimed Say Don't Go, and I don't know what like drew me to it, but I think it's going to be a slower song. I don't think it's going to be, like, completely slow. I think it's going to, like, start out slow and then pick up pace a bit. But I'm excited.
I'm imagining it's like, hey, I'm Ari Stoyles, and I'm breaking up with you. And then she's going to be like, no! We can talk it out. It's okay. It's okay that we just murdered someone in our snowmobile. But it's... We need to communicate. Don't go. That's my guess. Okay. 19 is Now That We Don't Talk. I keep thinking of Charlie Puth. We don't talk anymore. I don't know why.
Featuring Selena.
Exactly. Well, maybe that's part of why I'm associating with Taylor, because of Selena's involvement. But like, Now That We Don't Talk, I feel like it's going to be like, I don't know. Who else did she date? Like Connor Kennedy. We haven't talked in a while, but I miss you, bro. You know, something like that.
Yeah. I think that it... I'm getting both, like, simultaneously slow and, like, fast. Like, I couldn't decide which one it could be.
I can't figure it out either.
The first thing that comes to mind is, like, it starts, like, King of My Heart, which is, like, that Ooh. Slow. And then it kind of flourishes, you know?
Mm. Almost like All You Had to Do Was Stay. Kind of, like, really sad, but, like, a we're bopping.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, the next track is Suburban Legends.
I think this one's going to be so cool.
Which is such a cool title. I love it so much.
If this song isn't good, she's setting herself up for failure.
But also, Taylor, when have you ever lived in the suburbs?
Yeah.
You lived on a Christmas tree farm, which is like a fancy little mansion in the countryside, and then you have lived in fancy places ever since.
Exactly.
Maybe you lived in the suburbs of Tennessee for 5 minutes, but that doesn't count.
What I'm thinking is it might be another little story. Like... Mm. Last Great American Dynasty.
Okay, yeah.
Or, like, the Betty August cardigan sort of situation.
So you're thinking it's going to be a bop?
Yes, but I don't think it's going to be, like, I think it's going to be just like Last Great American Dynasty, where it's just the story is contained in one song. Mm-hmm. Unless it is, like, that story goes to other songs, I don't know. But I think it's going to be, like, one story contained in a little...
Little it also song. Kind of reminds me of her and Harry's relationship, though, because they used to, like, move the furniture so they could dance. So cute. And, like, what's the other? I Know Places They Would Hide From People. So I'm thinking of that. But then again, I don't know. I have, like, no expectations for these songs besides, like, I keep bringing up Harry because that's the only thing I know could be a subject.
Right.
Like, matter in this. But besides that, it could be about anything.
Right.
Which brings us to the one that I did claim, which is it over now? Question mark.
I think this one's going to be slow.
I'm feeling like it's going to be so depressing.
Yeah.
Like, really depressing.
Yeah.
Mostly because the title reminds me of this poem that I wrote that's really depressing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I'm trying to think of, like, what it could be about. I'm getting almost, like, castles crumbling.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, something really bad happened to her, but is it over now?
Right.
What happened to her during, like, Red? That could be...
I can't think of anything.
Like, maybe when she lost the Grammy?
Maybe. Oh, maybe it's about, like, she thinks her career is over.
Ooh, is it over nothing now? New.
Because, you know,
because what's the it?
Like, I don't know, her fame. I feel like in Miss Americana, she was talking about, like, oh, I need to stay relevant. I need to change myself to stay relevant. So maybe it's a song about a moment in time where she thought... I'm not changing quick enough.
Yeah. Well, because her record didn't want her to make pop music. And then with this album, she was like, sorry, bitches, I'm making pop music.
Yeah.
Like, it just, that's a really interesting look.
Did we just piece something together right now? Like,
I don't know, because it could also just be about a relationship.
True. Which would
like,
be fine.
The moment I knew, like, the moment, like, when you kind of just realized, like, is this the, like, turning point for our relationship? Yeah. It could be something completely different. I'm thinking there might be themes of, like, body image on this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe. Because I know that, like, she was going through that around this time, but not speaking about it. So she may have written about it, but, like, put it in the vault.
Right.
So that's definitely possible, but I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out October 27th.
Yeah.
Are there any other tracks on 1989 Taylor's Version that you're especially excited for?
Oh, girl. I am a New Romantics girly forever. I love that song. I'm so excited to hear it. Out of the Woods as well. Clean as well.
I'm a You Are in Love stan.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
I love that song so much. We don't even have to talk about who it's about because, ugh.
Yeah.
But, like, I love that song so very much. And also, I feel like there was another one, but I forgot.
Hold on.
I wish you would. I'm an I Wish You Would stan also.
I feel like we've said, like, almost every track on this.
We have, and that's okay.
Hold on. I'm right? Yeah, How You Get the Girl.
How You Get the Girl is so good.
I love that song, too. Can I tell you something real quick? This is not on topic, but... I was on Instagram just now, and I commented on this Instagram reel that was about Jonathan the Husky, the baby. And we don't need to talk about our differing opinions about Jonathan the baby, because we disagree.
Okay, so to give context, we're talking about Jonathan the Husky, our school mascot.
Oh, sorry. Jonathan the Husky, some random husky I saw on the street. No.
Yeah.
They brought in a new one because the one that we have is getting old and he's a little sick. So they brought in a new one and he's a baby. But anyway, I saw an Instagram reel and I commented, so cute, with a heart. And I just got, before we started recording, I got a notification and it's some old man and he commented, hello, dear, to me.
That's so random.
Hello, dear. Sorry to, like, it was just so funny. And I went to his account and it was like, military man, like Proverbs, like 7 or whatever.
Proverbs 7.
Like, that's my favorite. What is Proverbs 7? I want to know.
Is that even a thing? I don't know the Bible.
It definitely is. My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. So that's pretty good. That would be a pretty good one to put in the bio, but that was just really funny that I was talking about the dog and then he comes and says, hello, dear, to me. Anyway, sorry.
Let's reflect for a moment on Barbie summer.
Okay, yeah.
I know it's like very much already fall, but we've got to reflect while we have the time and space of in course. Our hearts. I think it was a moment, but I think she's fleeting and she's going to be gone. Hot take, we're not going to be talking about Barbie in 20 years.
I semi-agree. I think that the absolute outrage over this movie is going to be something people talk about for a long time, but the subject matter itself, I think, is going to get muddled as time goes on. I think people are going to be saying, wow, people got really up in arms about this little movie that wasn't really about anything, but when it was about something, we just aren't talking about it as much because people are upset that it didn't have like Christian values and family values, and it had a trans person in it, and it had this and that, and it didn't have that, and why wasn't there a Christian Barbie? And it's like, why does it matter? Like, you're not getting the main point. And so I think that those voices are so loud that the point has just kind of been a little lost. And throughout time, we're going to have to see if the voices who are in support of what Barbie's about are going to be louder than the voices who don't like Barbie because it didn't have something, or it did have something that people didn't like.
Do you think there's going to be an influx of Barbie Halloween costumes?
Absolutely. Oh, come on.
Like ones that aren't even related to the movie, but like, they're like, if you're wearing a doctor outfit, if you ask someone, do you think they're going to say, I'm Dr. Barbie?
I think so. I think that it's, not to like shame anyone who's planning on doing this, but I think it's a really good lazy costume idea because you can put on anything and then be like you could put on pajamas and say, oh, I'm sleepover
Barbie. Oh. The way our brains work are so funny.
Sleepover Barbie, or like, you know, put on a pink dress and a sash that says president, like a pink dress that's not even the same color or the same like cut or anything, and just put a president sash on and say, I'm President Barbie. But I do think there's a lot of good that can be done with costumes that are good.
Well, do you have any other costume ideas for this year? Because I'm running low. I feel like nothing else has really impacted the pop culture sphere like Barbie has. And so I think with things like that, because it is such a recreatable, like, image, that we're going to be seeing it for a while, not just in Halloween, but, like, marketing and all that stuff.
Agree.
Yeah, but, like, nothing else has really popped up.
I think that, like, maybe, I'm sure there's going to be a couple of costumes with Barbie and Oppenheimer.
For sure.
Barbenheimer costume. I think there's definitely going to be at least a couple Colleen Ballinger ukulele apology video costumes. Shout out to the Toxic Gossip Train. I think that, I mean, Five Nights at Freddy's maybe, because that the Five Nights at Freddy's movie is coming out pretty soon.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem like anything really is, like, and maybe some red, white, and royal blue if people are that passionate about it.
But what would the costume be? Just, like, wearing a suit?
Like, I know. They could do something, like, with the cake.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Heartstopper as well.
I've seen people buying the, like, teal hoodie that Nick wears. I think in season one, but it's, like, very lazy again. But, like, not as recognizable, but I guess if you're having a party, like, go for it.
Right. As for Halloween costumes, ever since I've gotten here, I've been a cat every year. And I say every year, but it was only 2 years. I, you know, was going to Moon Club. Shout out to Moon Club. Going to Moon Club, and I didn't have a costume, so I bought $5 ears from the CVS downtown, and I just wore it, and then I wore it the next year, and I'm determined to break the cycle.
Well, do you have any ideas for yourself for this year? What's the plan?
Well, I was thinking about doing Gem and the Holograms, because what is Gem and the Holograms? Good question. It is a cartoon from the 80s that my aunt, like, had us watch, and I was just obsessed with Gem and the Holograms for a really long time. And it's very niche, which is kind of a plus for me because I like costumes that no one does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, who is that? You know?
Yeah.
So I was considering it, but because it's the 80s, it's the big hair and the really bright outfit, and I don't know if I want to do all of that.
Yeah.
But I was probably thinking I would just rewear the costume that I'd be wearing to when we go see the Eras Tour movie.
Oh my god, great segue. Let's talk about the Eras Tour movie.
Shall we?
Are you excited?
Of course. We didn't get tickets to see the Eras Tour, just like half of the people on this planet. Actually, probably like 90% of the people on this planet. Yeah. And so the second I saw that it was released on Instagram, I was texting and we figured it out and we got tickets within like 20 minutes of the release, which was awesome. And so because we didn't get to go, I at least really want to go all out for this. So I'm going to be doing the friendship bracelet thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be doing the costume thing, kind of like treating it as if it's the concert. Because, I mean, Queen Mother said herself that we should be standing up and singing and being loud.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, should we stand up and sing and be loud? But Mother did say. Well, I have a little bit of a dilemma.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. So we've been talking about what era we want to go dressed as.
Yeah.
I was thinking rep. I was just going to do like a sparkly shirt with like a bralette underneath,
mm-hmm.
sweatpants, and like a bunch of snake jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But then, here's the thing. You know what just got delivered to my house this morning?
Oh my god, really?
My Speak Now cardigan.
You waited for this to tell me that. I'm so excited.
I did. I wanted to get your reaction.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Ah!
So, the thing is, she doesn't wear the cardigan ever, but like, yeah. it would be cute. And also, I've ordered it months ago and I haven't gotten to wear it yet. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll switch to being a Speak Now girly. We'll have to decide.
Okay, yeah.
Will isn't me. But like... We'll see. I don't know.
I kind of want to, like, you know, talk about what we're going to wear because I don't want to show up in, like, full thing when, like, maybe we're not all doing that. So,
yeah. But
my original plan is to do her dress from I Bet You Think About Me, but not the, like, when she is sitting at the table with the kids
yeah. With
the flower crown because I really like that idea. But the struggle is, I don't want to say the struggle is real, that is so cringy. It's hard to find that dress. I found a dress that looks really similar to it. And like, not too similar, but enough. And like, it has like the rosette kind of detailing.
Yeah.
$290.
That's insane.
No way. So I'm probably just going to get one from Amazon and keep it pushing. Because
you know what? Yeah, slay. I mean, we're going to be in a dark theater. I mean, we're going to take pictures, obviously, like, yeah. Don't even, but it's fine.
So that's plan A, and if that doesn't work out, I was going to Dua Lipa. Sorry, Dua I don't know why I said that. Dua Peep. Do kind of like a flowy cream-colored dress with like a gold corset over it, and I was thinking of getting like one of those headbands that like shoots out, kind of. It doesn't like shoot anything out, but like it has... Like, it looks like a halo kind of thing.
I can't picture it, but I'm sure it would be very pretty.
Thank you. And that would be kind of like...
Love story-ish?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, those are my two... Because I don't want to do Lover, because everyone does Lover. Not to shade anyone who does Lover. Lover is my top album on Spotify. It said so to me. But I don't want to do that one in particular, because everyone does it.
I mean, I'm a folklore girly, but what would I wear? Like leaves? Like I don't have the folklore cardigan.
Leaves.
I don't want to wear my hair in those buns that Taylor can pull off, but I absolutely cannot I just...
You should wear the teal shirt from the yogurt shop.
Oh my god, couple's Halloween costume right now.
Oh my god.
Somebody, Fearless Era Taylor in her Centennial Park little sitting reading her book. Yeah. And Joe wearing his teal shirt. Oh my god. You should. Somebody do it right now.
Glue a bench to the pants.
Glue a bench to your pants. Oh my god, did you watch Jury Duty?
No.
Oh my, so you don't know Chair Pants.
I watched just like... a bit, but I do know that in The Office, Michael talks about chair pants that he invented.
Someone does it in Jury Duty for real. Well, I guess it's fake, but does it, and the guy doesn't know that it's fake. So he has like a chair attached to his pants, and then he like keeps disrupting the jury, and the judge is like, "You can't wear those anymore," or something like that. It's funny. So last night we rewatched Red, White, and oh my god. Red, White, and Royal Blue.
We did.
And this was your, what, third time watching it?
Yes, it was.
Has your opinion changed over time? Or how do you feel about it right now, overall?
I like it. I think that at first I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the best movie I've ever seen. I didn't say that, but I was like, this is such a good movie. And then I kind of watched it again and then again. And I was like, well, I think I only said I liked it because, you know, of the theme. You know, like I like the idea of the presidency and the royal family kind of like meshing together. But like, I don't think I thought about the quality of the overall film and the script.
Yeah.
Because I was just too focused on, ooh. So, yeah. What about you?
So I haven't read the book. You haven't read it either, right?
Nope.
Okay, so our opinions are like a little bit, like we don't really care about like stuff they changed from the book because we don't know what it is.
We don't know.
But it's one of those things where it's like you have to watch it even though it's bad. Mm-hmm. Like it's not a hate watch because I am enjoying myself, but you have to lean into like it's kind of bad at the same time.
Right.
The acting, it's a little bit much. Mm-hmm. The writing, I actually didn't mind. But the production, it was like, that's a green screen. That you look like you filmed on your iPhone, that you edited in iMovie. Some of it was just a little bit off.
Right.
Because you know how like Hallmark movies are made in like 2 weeks in like a random Canadian town that looks like it could be anywhere?
Exactly.
It was kind of giving off those vibes, even though I know that they put more work into it. So that made me a little sad, but...
And like the quality of like the CGI and stuff, you could really tell that they were using a green screen.
Wow, you're at the National Mall. That definitely doesn't look like it. It looks like, you know, like in those video games where you're sitting in like a fake car and then there's like a screen and you're like driving.
Yeah.
It looked like that. Like that, yeah. It was just like, ugh.
But, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice film. But
it was a movie. The thing about a movie is...
Yeah.
It's a movie.
What else has been released recently?
Guts.
Guts. Did you sign up for a verified fan or no?
No.
I did, and I got waitlisted. Thank you, Ticketmaster.
I wasn't planning on, you know, seeing her. I feel like my roster is already, I mean, I'm not gonna say like I'm like Daddy Warbucks or anything, but like I've got Doja Cat with my sister soon, and then
I did not know that.
Okay, so this was pre-cancellation, I promise. Like the pre-sale.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know what was happening.
I got into the pre-sale and I asked my sister, I said, like, what do you want for your birthday? Like, Doja Cat's having a tour. Do you want to go to that? And she was like, oh, yeah, actually. So I got the tickets. And my cousin said, oh, I'd also like to go. So I got a ticket for her. And then I went to her. And I was like, can you believe it? I got it. Like, the queue lasted for a long time. But I got your ticket. And she was like, you didn't really think I wanted it, right?
No! Oh, no. So that's, like, my worst nightmare.
I paid for a ticket that I don't know what to do with, and I can't resell it because she's canceled and nobody likes her anymore, so I don't know what to do.
Well, do you have any other concerts? It sounded like you said you had a full roster.
Well, it's not a full roster, it's just two. My roster is two. Well,
the girlies one that we're going to
are going to see Niall Horan.
Niall
live at the show.
Niall Irish Horan King.
At the show.
The show of the show. Yes.
Which I actually haven't listened to the show in a while.
Me either. I like to listen to it while I drive. I don't know why.
I feel like it's pretty good driving songs.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song? Do you have one?
Oh my God, I can't remember the name.
Mine's probably On a Night Like Tonight. Or Save My Life.
I think On a Night Like Tonight was the one I claimed.
It might have been.
So you can't say you like it.
Sorry.
I think it was Save My Life that I liked the most. I know it wasn't Science, because we talked about that.
Yeah, we don't like Science. Sorry, Neil. I have a question for you.
Oh my God.
If you could go to one concert, a concert that you're either fantasizing about doesn't even exist, or one that did happen in the past that you couldn't go to, what's like your dream concert?
So is it like a Coachella type deal? Or is it just like one person?
I mean, it could be a couple, but like it's not a whole festival. Come on.
Okay. Let's do a good three.
Okay, a good three. What's your dream concert experience?
I think Taylor, of course, immediately takes a spot. Sure. I think the visuals of the Eras Tour looked amazing. She's a fantastic performer. I think second, I'd go with Beyonce, of course. But I would have her do songs that I know. Because I didn't listen to Renaissance. I'm sorry. I didn't listen to Renaissance. I listened to a couple. I like Virgo's Groove. I like Break My Soul, even though they play it so much. I like America Has a Problem. However, none of the rest I know, and I don't really like house music. So, like, her old stuff, like Crazy in Love, Irreplaceable, 03, Bonnie and Clyde with Jay-Z, even though I'm not loving him right now. I haven't loved him ever, but...
Yeah.
And then third, I'd probably pick, who would I pick? Oh, Nicki Minaj. Hell yeah. Are you kidding? To hear Red Ruby the Sleaze, to hear Chun-Li, to hear any of the Pink Print. Yes. Her in third. But not like third place, just like the third slot.
Yeah.
To close it out. But I think Beyonce would be our opener, and then Taylor in the middle. What about you?
I would pay ungodly amounts of money to go to a One Direction concert.
Oh my God. I wanted to say that, but I didn't think it counted.
Because as a kid, I didn't really care about them. And also, my parents weren't taking me to concerts. Like, that wasn't a thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's because I didn't have friends to go with or what the situation was, but like, I just like didn't go to concerts growing up. And so like, it wasn't on my mind. Because now I think of a One Direction as, like, a scarce resource.
Yeah.
You know? It's gone. It's never coming back the way it was.
Truth.
And if you were there, you were lucky as fuck. And, like, I'm jealous of you. I don't even care if they're old now.
Old.
No, like, I don't care what the concert is. If I'm at a One Direction concert, okay, like, yeah. That's my dream.
Right. Well, I've lived your dream 3 times.
Starts crying immediately. Okay, well, now you have to do a full story time, because what the fuck do you mean 3 times?
I've seen One Direction 3 times, and
spill.
I went to a weight loss camp for a lot of my childhood, and part of it is they would like have little excursions. And the first time, I didn't even like One Direction very much, but it was either go see One Direction or you can work out all day. So
that's
like
crazy prize. Imagine now just casually has bunch of One Direction tickets to give to children that don't even care.
Literally. And I was just like, okay, yeah, let's go. And I was like, wow. I don't even remember which tour this was, and I feel bad.
Was this like before, this is the first time you saw them?
Yeah, all 3 times it was at MetLife Stadium.
So it was probably a Take Me Home tour, I think.
Probably, like it was when I knew who they were, but I didn't really know much, and I didn't really care. I just didn't want to work out.
Yeah, doesn't really matter which one it was.
So I don't really remember much about it. I do remember it being very loud, of course. I remember, you know, Ari going, shh, as he does.
He's so cute. I used to watch all those compilations of his, like, little cute moments.
Yeah, when he, like, skips around the stage. Yeah. The second time, I knew who they were, and at that point, I was, like, really into it. So I was like, yes, we're going again. And this was the tour that 5 Seconds of Summer opened for them.
You can't see, but I'm shaking my head because I'm angry about it.
Didn't really know who 5 Seconds of Summer was either. But I had heard she looked so perfect. And I was like, oh my God, she looks so perfect standing there.
And
I was
like, and that's so true.
And I was like, I know that song. And I was jamming out. But it was when they were first kind of, you know, getting their start. And then One Direction comes on and I'm losing it. This time I was ready. And I remember looking over and my camp counselor was reading a book. So YN moment.
YN moment for real.
Like, you don't even have to like them, but reading a book during a concert, why are you doing that?
Oh, well, one time during a baseball game, I watched a Wicked bootleg.
Okay. That's different. Sports is different.
I was gonna, because I feel like sports is like kind of the same thing every night. Like, I know different things happen.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, but Glinda's singing Popular. So, like, right. Why are we not watching that collectively, the entire stadium?
Exactly.
I didn't get it.
And I think this was the one with the car. I remember I was there and I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing in the world, because it just felt like, now that I was kind of a part of it, it was like, wow, all of these people are here for the same reason I'm here.
Yeah.
That was the third one. But anyway, it was like, I could like feel the energy, and I remember I didn't have enough money to buy a tour shirt and I was really mad. And then I asked the camp counselor, I was like, is there enough money in my like account? Because, you know, parents, it's like, it was almost kind of like jail, where like people would put money in your account and you could use it.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much money do I have in my account? And they were like, oh, we don't know. And then they just walked away. They just walked away. And I was like,
sad.
So I remember I had one of those, like, it was like a light, but it was like a stick, and it was like, you, it was like a balloon almost, but not. It was like made of thicker material. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Nope.
Okay, nice. But okay, anyway, third time, that was like near the end. And I was like, no. Because like there was like tensions between Ben, like in the news.
Was Zayn gone?
No, he was.
Because he was there during their last tour and then he left like halfway through, I think.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think.
Well, I can't remember if he was there or not.
Whatever. But
I remember having a grand old time.
So what you're saying is you saw Clouds live.
What?
If you were at on the, their last tour, then you saw Clouds.
Yeah, but I don't think at the time I knew it was Clouds.
But like, look, see how that, like, see how crazy that is.
Okay, but like, I, like, what do you want me to tell you? Like, I didn't really have access. I watched music. I listened to music on YouTube. Like, I didn't.
Okay, so you were just like, I know, Steal My Girl, and that's it.
Hey, I knew a couple. They definitely performed Act My Age, right? At that tour?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember Niall doing his little jig down the stage.
Oh, his little jig.
And I was like, ah, that's so funny. And I remember they sang Night Changes. This is the most vivid memory I have of it, where they were singing Night Changes and a big moon came up on the screen and I started crying.
So cute.
And it was like, I remember, I can see it, like the big moon in the middle, and then on the side, on both sides, it's just Harry's face as he's singing. And I was like, we really were up all night. Even though that's not the tour I was on. I do remember the beginning tour visual where they were like
with
their little suitcases.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, and then on that tour, also, Harry was shutting everyone up, too.
Oh, my God. Wait, was he, like, longish hair?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And he was like, everyone shush. And then we were all quiet. And someone said, I love you. And he went, shh. He didn't even say I love you, too. He said,
having shush it. In British.
Yeah.
Shush.
Shush. Shush. Shush. Darling.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was my One Direction concert experience. My first ever concert was One Direction.
That's like an amazing answer.
Thank you.
Like, I have to say my first concert was Hugh Jackman. And see how you're laughing at me?
Sorry. The greatest show.
He really did give off the greatest show, but it was also kind of embarrassing to be there. Like, it was all grandmas and then me.
Well, listen, grandmas love themselves some Hugh, you know?
Yeah, they do.
Was it wasn't like a Greatest Showman concert?
He did a variety show. So he did songs from Les Mis, songs from The Greatest Showman, mm-hmm. songs from, what's the Broadway show he did? The Boy from Oz. Mm-hmm. He did some, like, random covers and, like, some, a lot of, he did, the, like, in between songs, he would, like, do a little story time. And I was like, okay, yeah. No one cares about your, no your time, like, back in Australia.
But, right,
okay.
Right.
Okay, Hugh.
You. I forget. Is The Greatest Showman? Is it? Did Disney make that?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah. All I know is that Zendaya is in it, and Zendaya is a Disney girl.
Yeah, I don't know if it was produced by Disney, but it has Disney vibes, for sure.
Well, speaking of Disney, the other day I was reminded of a video that Curtis Connor made. Shout out to Curtis Connor, who I also saw on his tour in Albany, New York, which was a crazy drive. And
wait, really quick story. When I went to visit Albany, like the university at Albany, mm-hmm. I saw like a, I don't know if it was a raccoon or a possum or something, and I immediately said, okay, I'm not going here. And
oh my God,
that's
really?
The end of my story.
That is so funny.
It wasn't even on campus. It was just near the hotel that I was at, and I was like, okay, no.
There are possums around here. I mean, I've never seen one, actually. Seen little groundhogs, though.
Okay, back to Curtis.
Oh, yeah, Curtis, I saw live with Dean and Jacob. Amazing. Very funny. But anyway, he made a video about Golden Oak, which is a community, like a gated community on the Disney property.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to show all of our friends the amazing houses, and there's,
and how glad we are that you did,
right?
There really changed our lives forever. Yeah,
there was one house, it was like $11 million. Oof. The only one left like available, and so we were taking a look and we saw this little room and we didn't know what the little room was, and it had R2-D2 on the wall.
So first I thought it was like a full like 3D statue of him, because my depth perception is so off. I was like, why do you have a tiny room that just has an R2-D2 in the room? But then you guys were like, no, he's painted on the wall. And I was like, somehow that's worse. Somehow it's worse that he's just on the wall. You can't even like hug him or anything.
Hug him!
So then I thought it was the top of the stairs, because it looked right. Like there was a, like a railing. But oh boy, was I wrong.
So honestly, at first I thought it was 3D2. I thought it was like, oh, like they made a Roomba that looks like R2-D2.
That's such a good idea.
Right?
Nobody steal that.
Nobody's Roomba, I'm patenting it.
Call us up, brand deal type of situation.
Verbal patent on the R2-D2.
Oh, but we don't own Star Wars, so we can't.
Oh.
Still an idea.
Patent on me saying the words.
Yeah, yeah.
R2-D2 Roomba.
Yeah.
And so we were looking, and I was, like, trying to zoom in to see, like, why this random closet had R2-D2 in the back. And it had a random railing on the side. Yeah. And then I looked to my right, and there was a button on the wall outside of the closet. And I realized it was an elevator.
This whole time, we've been bamboozled.
And no wonder that house cost $11 million, because it had an elevator with R2-D2 in it. And it had, like, you know, a little scene where he was, you know, standing. Does he have legs?
I don't know. He was there. He was there for sure. And so I was like, this is kind of weird, because I don't know. I mean, you would think the elevator's probably there for accessibility reasons.
Yeah.
But imagine you're like, damn, I really have to go downstairs right now. You have to get into the R2-D2 elevator. And then I go, the R2-D2 elevator does not have a nice ring to it.
Yes.
Therefore, it clearly must be shortened into one word. Which it was me, right?
Yes, it was you.
Who coined the phrase, the R2 Delevator, which, looking back, makes absolutely no sense, because if you put R2-D2 and elevator together, nowhere is there a T. Maybe at the end of elevator, but not where I placed it. And so we spent a good half an hour just referencing the R2 Delevator in every single like sentence for no reason. And I want to go there. It feels like one of those historical landmarks that you hear about in the history books.
Yeah, like I think that we need to schedule a tour and waste a good, like we have to waste someone's time to have them unlock the house for us so that we can pretend like we're going to buy it.
As if we don't have to also go to Florida for us to do that.
We have to go to Florida. Sorry to Florida, but you have to go there to see it. And then we looked at the second house, and it was even more, like, grandiose.
I think that was $19 million.
And it was, like, completely over-decorated, over-furnished. And the bedrooms. There was a Frozen-themed bedroom with life-sized statues.
Those were 3D.
Yes, those were 3D. Of Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, Sven, and Olaf. Huge. And I was dying laughing. It was so funny because you would go to sleep. And, like, Olaf, the way he was positioned, it was like he was facing one way, but he was, like, side-eyeing the bathroom. Like, the ensuite little bathroom. So, like, if you were peeing at night, you could just look and his little eyes are judging you.
He's like, I like warm hugs. Don't you forget it.
He likes warm piss.
Warm hugs where he... No! Warm hugs where he strangles you to death. And would you guys believe this house had a Mary Pop elevator?
A Mary Pop elevator? She just made that up. Like, we did not... She did not say that before, did you?
I thought of it like 2 minutes ago in my head, and I've been waiting to say Mary Pop elevator. But it was like Mary Poppins, but it was like engraved in the wall or something. It's like a little pop out, and it was gorgeous. So it was like, I want to ride the Mary Pop elevator.
Mary Pop elevator. And it looked nice. Like, the R2 elevator is like very in your face. It's R2-D2. But the Mary Pop elevator is kind of like more subtle. Not that it's like completely subtle, but it's like a little bit more classy.
Yeah. It feels more, I'm in a business building that is, like, probably having a lot of corruption, but we're going to pretend that it's cute.
Yeah.
Whereas the R2-D2 elevator, or as one would say, the R2 elevator, really feels like you're at a pediatrician's office.
Yeah, it does look like that, huh? Yeah. But, yeah, the $19 million one was extremely wild, and compared to that, I think the $11 million one was way less intense.
Well, because that one had a, like, kid's room with little bunk beds for no reason. You're paying $11 million and you have to sleep in a bunk bed?
4 bunk beds.
What is this, summer camp? No. And they had the audacity to make it Lilo and Stitch themed.
Yeah,
which, like, is, like, so random. Doesn't even fit in with the house, but...
Yeah, like, great, okay. For the quadruplets. We can stick them in there. And, like, it just had all these little, like, bits. Like, it looked like a regular house, but then you'd open a door, and it'd just be, like... Like, there was a Princess and the Frog theme room, which I actually liked, and it was...
Well, that one was subtle.
But, you know, some of the rooms were more in-your-face than others. Cue the R2 elevator.
Yes. But you know what they didn't have, and that pissed me off?
What?
Not a single reference to High School Musical.
What? Why are you going to do that? How are you going to do that?
Because High School Musical is a Disney property, and I think everyone should know.
Okay, like in the home gym, I guess, you could put that big poster of Troy from when he was...
Well, okay, so today in my persuasion class, we were talking about the dual processing models. Mm-hmm. And one is called heuristic systematic processing, I think. No, heuristic systematic model, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so ever since, she keeps saying HSM, 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 and my brain is only perceiving it as High School Musical. Only, every single time. And so I just think if I were to have a Disney Golden Oaks themed house, it would have to be High School Musical themed.
Okay, yeah.
All throughout. I want cohesiveness.
I could see it. Like, you would have, like, maybe a closet that's inspired by Sharpay's locker.
Oh my God. The doors. That would be amazing.
I'd say probably Sharpay's locker / Hannah Montana's closet.
Ugh, her closet is, like, my dream.
Fantastic.
I mean, we are kind of Troy and Gabriella.
We are.
In a way that sounds weird if you don't know the context, which is that we like to do a lot of karaoke, and we have decided that we are Troy and Gabriella in every duet that we do, and we are going to perfect it by the end of college.
Yes, we do. The Start of Something New is probably our best one.
Yeah, I'm to clarify, I'm Gabriella because I only know the melody and I can't harmonize for shit.
Yes,
so.
I am Troy because I know his parts, most of them. I still need to figure out what his harmony is in The Start of Something New.
Well, that's why we have Clark.
That is why we have Clark
on stage. Shout out to Clark. I'm sure you all know him.
Shout out to Clark on stage and Clark on what?
In the studio.
Oh, I was going to say on screen.
Something like that.
Clark movie.
Clark backstory movie. He's actually trapped in the studio the whole time.
Clark book.
Oh.
What is he going to write about? I'm sorry. He probably could write about a lot, Clark. I'm sorry.
We love Clark, just to be clear.
Love Clark. But yeah, we do our little singing and we got to improve on our harmonies, but don't we all, you know?
Exactly.
Speaking of Curtis Connor from earlier, I was watching another one of his videos because I guess I just watch his videos all the time. And he was talking about, I think, like either in Very Really Good, his podcast, shout out to Very Really Good, or in one of his videos, about this girl who teaches how to be ladylike and like etiquette lessons. And there was this one video that he was reacting to where she was like, a lady doesn't say she has to go to the bathroom. She just says, excuse me, or I have to go. And so one day I decided I would just try it like out on our friends just to see what they would say. So when I had to, you know, when I had to go, I said, I have to go. And everyone was so confused.
Well, because you just left the room and we were all like, oh, she's pissed at us.
Oh. That was a little experiment and it failed. Because I knew it would, because like, who just says I have to go and then leaves and doesn't give any explanation?
Well, I think like in today's day and age, normally someone says like a funny little quip. And when you don't, then I think you're having a family emergency and I'm scared for your life.
Oh my God. But like, yeah, like what even is the concept? I could go on forever about this, but like, what even is the concept of being ladylike? Like, why is it a thing?
I think it stems back from like when women were like, we want identities. And they were like, okay, you can have identities and be part of our story, but only if you're like this.
Right.
And then social constructs were like, well, if you're wearing a skirt, you must cross your legs, because if you see any sort of legs above the knee, then you're clearly a whore. Or, you know, like,
yeah,
if you don't say excuse me after you do something rude, then you're just a whore.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, that's probably exactly what they would say. But yeah, I don't get the point of, you know, I understand like wanting to be ladylike, wanting to, you know, be a mother and live in a traditional household. But the line is drawn where it's like, I want to be a mother and live in a traditional household, and you have to also do that. That's where I draw the line. I don't have anything against anyone who chooses to do those things, just as long as you're not forcing others or like attempting to force others to do that.
Well, I think like a lot of people have that mindset of like America isn't going to be whole and like fixed, if you will, until everyone is the same way. Right. And a lot of the people that say that believe that the way that we should be is like the traditional family with a man and a woman and like five kids, maybe, if God blesses you and you're fruitful and multiply and things like that. And, you know.
Yeah.
And they go to private school, maybe. Maybe they don't. But, like, you know, values are the same. And it's just, like, that's not going to happen either way. But also, I hate when people do that thing where it's, like, I don't like abortion, so nobody should have an abortion. And
right.
It's just, like, doesn't work.
Yeah. Like, I'm all for, you know, believing whatever you want to believe as long as it doesn't, you're not forcing it on anyone and it doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Which isn't always the case, you know. Some people yeah. like to express their views loudly and, you know, expect to be praised. But, ugh. You know, that's, we live in a society.
We really do, and apparently that came from something with the Joker. Is that true? I thought that was just a phrase that people say.
No, the Joker says it. I don't know. I think it might have been, like, the movie The Joker, like, the one where he, like, about his
Phoenix.
Life. Yeah.
Which, can we talk about for a sec how the second one is going to be a musical?
Is it?
With Lady Gaga.
I know Lady Gaga's in it, but I didn't know
it's
she was going to sing.
It's a musical.
We have to go see it.
I haven't seen the first one, so
we'll
do
that
first, but
I don't want to watch that one first. I just want to go in and listen to Lady Gaga
sing.
That's
one of those movies where it's like all the men are saying we have to do it, so I feel compelled, but I don't
right.
want to.
Right.
Then it was Oppenheimer again.
I don't want to go see that. I don't want to go see that. And I'll watch it in that one scene where there's that guy who looks like Albert Einstein, because I liked how much he looked like Albert Einstein. But that's the only part of that movie that intrigues me at all.
Yeah, but I just didn't know that We Live in a Society even came from that.
Yeah, we do live in a society, and
I think Joker, we do.
Hot take, we live in a society.
Because, like, people say that as a joke, and I'm like, but you know what? We really do. Because last time I checked, when I look around me, you could classify that as a society.
Yeah, and I think that I agree.
But you know what we will not see again, and that pisses me off, is the society.
Yes.
I bring this up, like, every few weeks, and I just go on a fallen rampage, but Netflix, if you're listening, bring back the society. Like, this is not even a segue. I'm just pissed. Please. Please.
Genuinely, no, also, bring it back.
End the strikes.
Yeah.
Pay your writers. Pay your actors. Stop relying on people getting exploited. Thank you. And AI is not going to fix it for you. So we originally pre-filmed this episode on September 21st, and since then some of the information has become a little bit outdated, so this is Editor Emily here to give a little bit of an update. So since recording, the WGA strike has actually come to an end. On September 26th, union leadership announced that they'd voted to end the strike, and the strike officially ended in the very early morning of September 27th. However, they still do have to vote on October 2nd. I believe this episode will actually be out after that. So there probably will be even more updated announcements that I won't be able to explain right now. But as I'm editing this, they have agreed to end the strike, which means that workers can go back to their writers' rooms and live shows can start again very soon. But union members still can vote to not accept the new contract, but reports are saying that the new contract looks very good, so it's not likely that that will happen, but I just wanted to give context because we're about to go into a section where me and Nala talk about Drew Barrymore, and I say, I get the stuff that she was saying, so I wanted to just contextualize that and say that I was talking about her viewpoint that, oh, well, my workers need work, they're not getting any work because the strike is going on, and so that's why I'm scabbing. It's not because I just don't care about the union. So I just wanted to point out that we know some of the stuff we say is going to be outdated, but this is the most recent information we have, and we are not experts in this topic at all. So please take it with a grain of salt. All right, back to past me and Nala.
Did you see Drew Barrymore?
Okay. So, like, I get what she was saying in a way, but also I feel like she's not the exact, like, prime example of somebody who needs help right now. Like, I get that she's like, well, I was doing it for my workers. They would be out of a job. And it's like, so you want all of your workers to be scabs.
Right. And it's like, here's the thing. She, now, I'm not one to tell people what to do with their money, but she has a lot of money that she could be paying their wages during this strike.
Kelly Clarkson is doing that.
There we
and
go.
And it's just like, that was supposed to be the thing where you cough and say it under your breath, but I kind of fucked it up.
I thought you genuinely were coughing.
You guys, I just can't even pull off any bits anymore. I'm a bitless woman.
Bitless?
So,
oh my God.
So, I heard Kelly Clarkson is doing that, where she's not bringing her show back because she knows it's unethical, but she's helping her people stay afloat. And it's like, slay.
Yeah, and like if she can't do that, she could at least, like, I know that there's like raffles going on right now for like things that people are, you know,
like Adam Scott will walk your dog.
Yeah.
I love that one so much.
Or like Natasha Lyonne will help you fill out crossword. Yeah, just like contribute something like that. Like Drew Barrymore will, like, I don't know, read her best lines from Charlie's Angels, my second favorite movie, not the modern one with Ariana Grande's little song, and not the first one, but the second one with Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu.
I'm not familiar.
That is crazy town.
Is there anything you're excited for in the pop culture sphere in the next few months?
Of course, excited for the Eras Tour movie. I think I'm also excited for... Cut this out, I don't know. I don't know. I lied. My arm. No.
I am excited for nothing. I can't think of anything.
Okay, yeah.
You know what, Nala?
Yes.
I have to go.
No, that's such a coincidence. I have to go.
Well, I guess we both have to go, so we'll see you next week. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. This podcast doesn't really subscribe to timelines.
Because we live in a society.
Follow us on Instagram in that society, please, at girltalk.pod. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.